Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Are we going to start to call him Kevin Zierlein? Kevin Durant last night in pregame warm-ups goes for a layup and falls down and sprains his ankle and can't play in the game. Mm-hmm. It looked like something you might do.
No, what I would have done is made the layup. Even if I had twisted my ankle, I would have at least made the layup.
He missed the layup.
I would have focused all the way through, hit the square, and it goes, you know. I would have made the layup at least.
ESPN interrupted this morning its coverage of Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson to give us a little Kevin Durant. ESPN is becoming even so. Kendrick Perkins, if you didn't hear the other day, intimated that the MVP voting is racist because white guys have won.
Well, he also had incorrect facts that they had to. He said it's 69% of the voters are white. He said it was 80. He just pulled a number and said 80% are white, and so everyone ran with that. It's 69% are white, which hasn't stopped them from voting for primarily black players. The league is is primarily black. The ones who have, if you look at it, Jokic this year is having one of the most incredible seasons we've ever seen. He's shooting 63%. You really can't make a case against him this year.
Yeah.
63% from the floor, 40% from three. He's averaging a triple-double. But you can, like I've made cases. You know, I thought Embiid should have won it last year.
It's subjective.
But it's
everybody
subjective.
Has their own criteria of what it is. If some guys won't vote, Andre Dawson won an MVP on the worst team, the Cubs. I mean, it's subjective. But some guys won't vote for him unless you're on a great team.
But here's the problem: so on Bomani's podcast, I can't remember the guy who was saying this, but he said, and see, this is to me, this is not me. And it bothers me that this is the thought. This is a black guy who said this, who actually race is heavily involved in things he tweets about and all that. He said, although he wasn't going against Joker at all, but he did say it's natural. He said if 80%, which once again that number was off, but he said if 80% of the voters are white, it's natural for you to lean towards a guy who looks like you if everything's really close. I've never been
there. I don't know.
First of all, I think there's an assumption that that's all white America. That just couldn't be more inaccurate. I think that's the idea that it's all the Larry Bird stuff still, that's kind of an old school thought process. I mean, my kids' favorite players aren't white players. My favorite, that's just, I don't think that's accurate.
You don't know.
It might be
you don't know.
Projection.
Maybe.
No, but I don't think, number one, this is what I think. There's a group of
society.
But I
can't say what somebody is thinking in voting for somebody. I don't know.
I don't look at.
But you don't. But you don't know what the voters are thinking.
Okay, then let me ask you this. Let me finish what I'm saying. Do you think that white Americans look at Luka and said, that's me? And look at Joker and say, that's me? No. It's not homogenous.
No, but he didn't say that. It's me. He said, looks like me.
Yes, but that's the problem is, I think a lot of times black Americans may do that in some regard and may say, this is kind of me. I think that's a fallacy to think I don't have feel like I have any connection to Joker
I don't want to suppose whatever someone else is thinking.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, but I can't suppose what 69% of the voters are thinking. I can't.
But he could.
Well, right, he could.
That's not fair.
That might happen. That might be the case.
Okay.
I don't know, and I'm not going to refute him because I don't know.
But
if
I'm refuting him right now because I am sitting there saying, "Well, wait a minute, I don't." Number one, I think many white, like, I don't consider international players, quote unquote, white guys. Like typically what we're talking, Jimmer Fredette, we're talking about J.J. Redick. When you talk about white basketball players, I think of American born players. I don't think of international players are separate. I don't think Giannis is a black player. I think of him as an international basketball player.
Right. But then Isaiah Thomas was totally off when he says, you know, Larry Bird, he's amazing because he's a white player.
But he said he'd be just another guy.
But it is a bit more amazing when a Luka Doncic, when a Joker, because in a predominantly black league, we see the athleticism, we see the greatness, and it's mostly black players. When you see a white guy, it's just different. And you go, that's different. So you can't help but do that.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with what his numbers are in the win total.
No, I get it.
I'm saying. And
but
so,
I'm not going to refute that guy because I don't know. Okay. But Charles Barkley... The Kendrick Perkins thing, Charles Barkley might have hit a nail on the head when he talked about Kendrick Perkins and why Kendrick Perkins intimated that there's racism here.
You know, I always talk about ESPN disease. A lot of these guys, when they get on TV, instead they're like, well, I'm on ESPN. I got to say something provocative. And you know the thing about it, you always going to get some fools out there. Probably got some fools calling in agreeing with him.
Yeah. Well,
that's the thing that bothers me at times. Like, I can promise you this, I've never said anything on television just to get clicks. That don't mean I've been right or wrong, whatever. But I've never said something I'm like, well, I know people gonna react and go crazy. Let me say this. And this is what bothers me also. Man, race is such a touchy subject.
Yeah.
Because very few people have a pure heart is what I call it. We can talk about race as much as you want to, as long as you're going to be fair and honest. But to slander this man in this situation is just total BS.
So it's not only, I don't think, get a reaction, television and radio on ESPN. It's also woke. It really is. Do you notice the people that aren't woke, that aren't on ESPN anymore? People that have maybe political views opposed to the Democratic views that have been.
Well, so I think what ESPN has done is they've taken a look at their demographics because they have this information, and they say we're going to craft shows according to the demographics, whether it is from a political standpoint, a racial standpoint, a topic standpoint. What they have done is they have said we are going to play to the base. They're trying to figure out what does the base look like, because over the years – ESPN may change, you know, in terms of how long somebody watched it, who watched it. You look at the shows. The shows are very, very different. It used to just be SportsCenter-centric. So now the shows are more opinion-based. And so ESPN, basically, just like any radio station, right, we look at what are the numbers say, and then you look at advertisers who fit your demographics of your show. I think ESPN just says, okay, who is watching the show, what do they want to hear?
Yeah.
What kind of show do they want? We'll focus our advertising on that. We'll focus our topics on that. So they're super serving what they believe their audience to be. Unfortunately, when you do that in anything, when you super serve, like we had issues with this at 1560, where we super served our most hardcore listeners, other people feel like they're kind of left out. And you end up narrow casting. And I think some people may watch ESPN now and feel like I'm just kind of left out. Like the topics, it might be, I don't want to hear the same Lamar, Aaron Rodgers topics over and over.
No. Well, in fairness, ESPN did issue an apology after Kendrick Perkins' statement. They did.
Well, they did for him having inaccurate information. Not for what he said. They issued it for him saying 80%, not 69%. Here's Molly Karam right here offering her apology up.
I want to correct something here from yesterday's show. When Kendrick Perkins said 80% of NBA voters for the MVP award are white, the NBA publicly announces the voters each year. And after review, it is clear the panel is much more diverse than what was portrayed by Kendrick Perkins. And we wanted to make sure that we corrected that today.
And 69% was the number.
Yeah, 68%.
68%.
It would have been a much bigger deal if it was 69%.
But here's the deal is, listen, it is ESPN can't be more woke. And ESPN is not going to, is actually not going to push back on.
No, but I think it's good to have a dissenting.
If he had the opposite opinion.
Who?
Well, I don't know what the opposite.
I don't think they have a problem with JJ. With JJ, the problem you have with JJ Redick is that now, you know, JJ is being co-opted, his comments by people that JJ may not necessarily want to be. You know, JJ's right. Just trying to give his own opinion. Right. But because everything's so split, everyone sees good guys, bad guys. Whatever your opinion is, the other side is the bad guy, right? And your side's a good guy. So JJ's just trying to make a common sense argument that he feels like is a down the middle, objective common sense argument.
But he's white.
If Clay Travis retweets it, now everyone's going, oh, JJ is now on that. So you say that.
Which he did.
What you do is which he did. But JJ said what I thought needed to be said, which is it's preposterous. You can't go around making comments. People have gotten way too comfortable making really reckless comments like Perkins did. Kendrick Perkins made a reckless comment. Now, you may feel like, oh, no, what he said was facts and all this. But what Kendrick said was he's making an assumption that white voters, no matter what, cannot be open-minded, despite the number of white MVPs and the arguments you could make. I understand the idea that it bothers me that Steve Nash has won two MVPs and Kobe won one. That bothers me. But when you go look at the seasons, you understand why it happened. It's just Dream has won one. Dream has won one MVP and Steve Nash has won two. It just so happens that season and it was the first time that Mike D'Antoni's offense had really taken off. And it was, you know, and 11 assists was a lot at that point. We didn't have as many points as we have scored now. So 11 assists when Steve Nash had over 50% from the field, 47% from three 1 year. He was 47% from the 3-point line 1 year. He shot over 40% from the 3-point line. He was 90, 50, 40, 4 out of 5 year run. Incredible shooting. But you know, I just think that sometimes there needs to start being some pushback on some of these narratives.
Yeah, it's good.
Because that's like saying, would you like it? Would anyone who's black like it if we said, as white guys said, well, they can't be, they're too biased against white players. They can't possibly make the correct vote because they're black and they'll never vote for white guys because they'll always be against them. You wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want someone to make that assumption about you.
No.
You know, if you're black, you wouldn't want that. So I don't think it's fair to make that assumption about anybody that they can't have an obvious, unless your feeling is always that race always plays a role in everything, which I do not believe. I give people more credit no matter what your race is. I give you more credit. But I will say that across the board, black and white are starting to become more and more distrusting of any sports opinion that comes from the opposite race. About a player of an opposite race. Yep.
All right, we got to break it here. 713-780-3. You got any thoughts on this? You're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776. I want to talk right now about Aqueduct Plumbing. Aqueduct Plumbing is awesome. Aqueduct Plumbing is going to come to your home. Aqueduct Plumbing is going to give you a free evaluation. Aqueduct Plumbing is going to give you a fair, square deal. Aqueduct Plumbing is going to find the problem. Aqueduct Plumbing is going to save whatever it is. We had a leak in our in the walls, and it was ruining our floors. It was ruining our floorboards. I found it immediately and stopped that leak. Maybe it is that you haven't had a plumber out for a while. If you're tankless, if you've got tankless water here, you've got sediment, you need to get that cleaned up. If you have old pipes that you haven't dealt with in a while, you need to get those changed. And you know what? Aqueduct Plumbing does it all.
Yeah, they do it all. You need leak detection. You may be concerned that you have a leak because your toilet water looks so low. Maybe you do. And if you do and you're not doing anything about it, it's eroding the earth beneath your slab. You need to have it looked at. Trust me, I had that issue. Call 281-488-6238. And they will handle any and all issues we've talked about. The reviews are there. Their careers are there. They're hiring. You can see all the services they offer. Go to Aqueduct Plumbing Company or call 281-488-6238.
ESPN.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How about a little shout-out to the Hitchcock Bulldogs, who are playing in the 3A Boys State Basketball Tournament today at 1:30. It's their second straight trip to the Final Four, hoping they bring home the title to Galveston County. That's from Tex Cuso. So, good nice. For them.
Well, what about the Lady Cougs, who are going to the championship game tonight? Congratulations. They beat East Carolina. They take it on East Carolina tonight. And they're the 3 seed. So, congratulations. What about the Cougs basketball team, the men's team, that won all 6 awards for the conference?
Did they really?
All 6.
Wow, they swept the conference?
Newcomer of the year.
Jairus Walker. Okay.
Player of the year.
Sasser.
Coach of the year.
Kelvin Sampson?
Yeah, it was him. Sixth man of the year.
Who's sixth man of the year?
Chaney.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, because they've got a good, yeah, I guess so.
Juwan Roberts was most improved. And Jamal Shedd.
Good for him.
And Jamal Shedd was defensive player of the year.
Wow, that's great.
How about that?
That's great. Chaney won sixth man.
Huh? And yet Jairus Walker, who's going to be at least a top 8 pick, maybe even top 5 pick in the NBA draft, was second team.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
That happens.
You would think a top 5 player in the NBA would be a first team in a bad conference.
You'd be surprised how often it doesn't happen.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it depends on. And he plays
he doesn't put up stats.
But he's also on an unusual team in that they buy into the team concept.
He doesn't put up stats.
Yeah.
He's a win guy, not a stats guy.
But he can be a stats guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He can't. We'll see. Yeah. I love that. I still think about the Kelvin Sampson telling us the NBA players wouldn't play defense or go out on a pick and roll,
cover the three-point line.
Because they had a rebound deal
rebound,
in their contract.
They had a rebound clause.
Which is why in baseball, 0 stats are allowed in contracts.
Yeah.
0 stats. Games played is it. Games played, not average. You can't get a stat in your contract because it's a team sport. And same with basketball. They shouldn't have rebounds as an incentive because of that very thing. You're not going to go out and play on the 3-point line because you can't grab any rebounds from out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's terrible. That is terrible. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Did you see Chael Sonnen? Do you have this Chael Sonnen sound? You better look up Chael Sonnen and LeBron James. Oh, you've already got it. Yeah, RJ's already heard it. Pull that one up. He was on the Flagrant 2 podcast. I don't know who all's on the Flagrant 2 podcast, but Chael Sonnen was on there with some strong words. You want to just play it straight from the audio, RJ? Nope. He said
he had some F-bombs.
He said,
right? You cleaned it up, didn't you?
Absolutely not. So,
you haven't cleaned it up yet?
Well, we'll clean it up and hear what Chael Sonnen has to say about LeBron.
Via Flagrant 2 podcast. It is a Flagrant 2.
What he
the
said.
Way he talks, his ugly words.
Well, if LeBron, if what he said was false, or if he didn't word it properly, then LeBron will sue him and LeBron will win and he'll have to make an apology. If LeBron doesn't want to go any further into that, and wants to let that just go away? Because no one's... I don't think... This, in years past, would have been a massive story. It's weird what turns into massive stories now and what doesn't. If you say, oh...
Well, LeBron's going to have to refute this now.
If you say the best player in a sport is on PEDs, Barry Bonds, baseball basically shut down. Like, We had books written about it, and a Mitchell report eventually came from all that, and we had, like, it was insane how big the story was. I just get the funny feeling, like, now people go, eh, don't care.
Oh, no, LeBron taking steroids would be a big deal.
You think that will... You don't think they'll just say, I don't believe it?
No, well... It's got to be. There's got to be some proof.
It used to be if you knew something had happened or you thought it was happening, you're
more. Sonnen coming out with this is huge.
I don't think,
as big as you talking about how
Easterby stuff
Jack
went down?
Easterby. Yeah,
a lot of Texans fans are
a lot of fans.
Yeah, no, this should be huge. You're talking about one of the best players in the history of the game, and you say he's on PEDs. Now, I mean, he's a tremendous physical specimen. But obviously there's a ton of great DNA that is in play here. But the argument would be, well, how do you think he's kept it up for so long and all that? So if Chael Sonnen is saying that, that would have been a huge story in any other time of sports history. I just have a funny feeling that because people have their favorites and they won't listen to anything mm-hmm. that's against their favorites anymore, I just think people will say, no, Chael Sonnen, you can't trust him. I just think people who are fans of LeBron will just say, "Wow, you can't. This is a wrestling guy. This is a crazy UFC guy. We're not going to listen to him." And he'll get swept under the rug. I don't think this becomes a story at all. It should be a massive story.
I don't know. It's on SI now. It's making the rounds now.
The SI is not big anymore.
No, but
SI's website, is it on ESPN?
This is kind of a huge claim.
This could be a
Mike Fiers moment.
I'll bet you it's not. I bet you're surprised at how it's not, because it should be. You're basically saying Barry Bonds using steroids again. That's what you're saying. It's the same thing. There's no different. He's the most prolific player of our
current
time. Barry
Bonds was obvious, though. I mean, it was obvious. This is something out of nowhere where it was never even whispered about LeBron with PEDs. This is a bombshell.
Well, that's why it won't be a bombshell, because it's never even been whispered about. Like, who is this guy? Who is Chael Sonnen? This was done because a lab, actually how it started, do you remember how it happened? Is a guy who was in track and field got tired of his, he was cheating also, but he got tired of his people getting, you know, not winning. And so the clear and the cream, the clear was the really, really good one. WADA, World Anti-Doping, they were so behind on the testing. He sent it to him and said, here you go. You might want to check out the components of this and start testing for this. So he gave them the heads up that eventually led to all of the, you know, it started to basically the Balco Labs, then got busted, and then they found Barry Bonds' name, and then the two guys who wrote Game of Shadows got into it. That's how baseball got busted, basically, was because this track and field guy said, this is what you don't know what you're looking for, the clear and the cream. These are the two. And it started the whole downhill thing for Balco. I don't think there's a smoking gun like that other than hearsay.
Well,
I mean, frankly, to be fair.
Well, you don't know. Now maybe the drug guy comes forward. I don't know. You'll see.
Well, who is going to do the investigative journalism here? It would be a huge story, right? You got it all ready to go? Let's listen to Chael Sonnen here.
His answer is like, if the world understood what LeBron did, like other basketball players will hear what LeBron does and go, well yeah, but that doesn't matter, right? It's like a baseball player. You're hitting a stick out of the way. It doesn't matter. It's like, no. If you knew what these performance enhancers did, then you would know why it does matter.
What
you know,
do you think he's
there's
doing?
Only one. We have the same drug guy, if you will. I know exactly what he's doing. But there's only one golfer.
Please tell.
There's only one golfer. I'm not going to. But there's only one golfer that follows the big three. And the big three is EPO, growth hormone, testosterone. That's the Lance Armstrong diet. There's one golfer, but it's Tiger Woods. Like, yes, it does matter. People will say it all the time, it doesn't matter. John Daly, one of these. It matters. Trust me that it matters. EPO matters. It's the reason LeBron takes it. It matters. And if other basketball has understood what it did, EPO increases your red blood cells, which gives you endurance so you can play all game long. You can shoot in the fourth
more
quarter
red blood
just
cells,
like you
more
shot
oxygen
the fourth
in your red
minute.
Blood cells. Okay,
yes.
Got you.
It's the king of performance enhancers.
So you would prefer that, especially in a fight sport, to anything else?
EPO is king.
Because it's
going to
give you the stamina.
Yes.
That's why cyclists do it.
That's why cyclists.
Tour de France is.
So that fifth round energy is
the
more
human
important.
Body is not made to do the Tour de France. I mean, the people that set that up are inhumane. Yeah. So of course you have to go. Yeah. Of course it's supernatural people that they're forcing them to take.
Now that you're not competing.
To take PED.
That's a huge.
It's pretty compelling.
He's literally telling you what he's taking. We got the same drug guy. So, yes, I would imagine now that you must. There must be a follow up by somebody, right?
Oh.
If this is a story, if you're an investigative journalist, this is the biggest story since the steroid stuff. Yeah. This is the biggest story in 20 years. It's the biggest story in 20 years, the biggest story since Lance Armstrong. It would be the biggest sports scandal it would be one of the biggest in the history of sports if LeBron has been taking EPO and all of these. He just passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who did not have performance enhancers in.
Is Barry Bonds the home run king? Is LeBron the scoring champ?
Everyone says asterisk. Yeah. So if this would be true, this would give people, it would cause major, major issues. So I'm asking you this question. We both listen to it and it says,
it's compelling.
We both say, holy crap, that is a huge
claim. I think this is
claim.
A Mike Fiers moment.
Okay, but who follows up on it? You don't just use hearsay. For this to be a Mike Fiers moment,
well, this is
there was
for,
an admission from the Astros,
like the two guys there, Farwanata
and well, yeah.
For, yeah,
Game of Shadows.
This
so
is
yeah. Who's that guy?
Well, you need an investigative reporter to do this because you know who won't do it? ESPN. To besmirch the king.
So this is a great point. Now ESPN covered the Astros like crazy,
but they covered didn't them do like anything. Crazy. No.
No, not really. It was the Athletic who did it.
Yep.
It was the Athletic who did it. So the question will
be... That's who would do it.
The Athletic is the one that would be likely to dig in there. And the question would be, is LeBron... Because LeBron is way more powerful than the Astros as an organization. Like, if you go after LeBron, there is... Like, ESPN has to say, not only would we lose access to LeBron... But are we losing access to Bronny? Are we going to lose access? Like, how much does our journalistic integrity mean versus our entertainment access we get? I think we know the answer. They wouldn't touch that. But, and you know, it's understandable. I mean, we don't, you know, we have radio stations, you know, there's certain questions you don't ask people when you have them on as guests. But if it's not a pressing interview and it's meant to be something that's lighter, that happens. But ESPN, you know, LeBron's going to have enough money that he can buy a professional sports team. I know for a fact his goal is to buy a professional football team. That's one of the things that he really wants to do is buy a pro football team. Are you out if you go after LeBron James, are you going to be out? If you swing and miss, are you going to be out when you try to go to his facilities? If he owns
what if you swing and you hit? Let's talk about it on the other side. Okay. 933. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And what do you think? Is this a Fiers moment, or is this just something that's just going to fizzle out? 713-780-3776. I know something that hasn't fizzled out. I know something that's going on for years now, and it's gotten bigger and better. The best car buyer in the country. It's, I think, because you hear John Clay Wolf saying that, I think it might be self-proclaimed, but I don't know. Maybe some newspaper or somebody put that on him, the best car buyer in America. He does $1 billion in car buying and selling. He does $1 billion in business a year. He hit a B. I mean, that's a lot. Or maybe $1 billion, not a year, but $1 billion in his whole time doing it. He's hit a B. So that's a lot. That is a lot of cars bought and sold. Maybe he is the greatest car buyer in the country. And here's the deal. When you have to sell your car, you have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. When you want to sell it, you want to sell your vehicle, you have to go to the title holder, and that's John Clay Wolf, because he is going to set the standard. He is going to set the market for you at what you can get for your car. So when you're selling your car, go to the biggest, go to the best, John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVIN.com, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
TGS Insurance is an easy, easy call because you're not even calling, you're texting. You're texting the word money to 232323. Why are you doing that? Because this is a shortcut to shop for homeowners insurance. Now, even if you tell me, Lance, I just signed up for homeowners insurance 2 months ago, so I'm going to have to wait. No, actually, you don't. Homeowners insurance, just like car insurance, you can cancel anytime you want. And they have to give you the prorated amount back. So if you find out that you can save big money on your homeowner's insurance, you can cancel today and start with whoever TGS finds you. When you text the word money to 232323, they're going to shop a variety of A-rated companies. They do it within 15 seconds. Their algorithm allows them to do it very quickly, and they will send you the best rate they find to you within 15 seconds through text. You can decide then if you want to stay with who you're with or make the switch today and get them to write a check for you that they'll, you know, your other company will have to send a check to you so that you have that amount back, your prorated amount back. And then now you're saving money. And the average savings for people who switch over is up to $900. So, and many people save into the thousands. That happens all the time. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGS Insurance.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on this? You're more than welcome to get in. Will this be a, is this a bombshell or is it just going to fizzle out?
It's not even.
Got one response here. This ship is going to fizzle out. Chael will come out and say it was a joke, tone of the podcast, etc., after LeBron threatens to sue him. If LeBron doesn't threaten to sue him, if LeBron just stays quiet about this, you know, this is going to be a huge topic. This is going to be a huge topic.
I don't think it's going to be big like you think. It should be. It should agree with you, but we live in a different world.
Well, where, if it is swept under the rug, there are going to be a bunch of people that are going to go, why?
If you don't want it to be true, then you just say it's not true and you move on now. You don't even consider the other side. That's what happens in politics all the time. If your political side, you don't want it to be like, no, that didn't happen. Nope. It's a conspiracy and you move on. And that's what LeBron fans will do here. They'll just say, nope. No chance that this is true. We'll move on. It's not even trending on Twitter yet. This is the biggest accusation. It's the highest scoring player in the NBA history. He's considered with Jordan to be the two best players to ever play the game. And it's not even trending on Twitter yet. How is this not the lead already? It's because no one's going to, they're just going to say, it's
well, maybe it's just starting to get some groundswell. We'll see.
Maybe. Now, if it wasn't Chael Sonnen, a guy from a different sport, but it's Chael who's also in the past admitted he uses performance-enhancing drugs. And he's being very, very specific. So now, like I said, if it's untrue, LeBron will have to sue him.
Yeah.
And if you sue, then there's discovery and, you know, people have to, I don't think LeBron will sue because he will threaten it. But if he threatens it and Chael doesn't back down, then all of a sudden it goes to discovery. That, if you were taking PEDs, you don't want that coming out.
No, you do not want this coming out. Listen, if he doesn't sue, it'll be. I mean, what do we glean from that? If he doesn't, you know, forcefully say Chael Sonnen is full of it and he's about to get hit with a lawsuit. I mean, there is somebody out there that knows if it's true or not. Drug guy.
Yeah, but I've been, I've been naive in the past, and I never considered it with LeBron just because he's been such a physical specimen. From the day he stepped in the league, he looked like a grown man. What he would be, if he's using something, it would not be to make him, you know, in baseball, Barry got bigger and stronger. LeBron, as he's saying, if he used anything, you can work out longer. The EPO allows you to work out longer, allows you to take in more oxygen, allows you to, you know, it's an advantage to be sure. The argument's going to be, well, this isn't hitting a home run, just as Chael Sonnen said. But it is an advantage. It allows you potentially to play longer, to work out longer, to get those advantages. But I don't think it's going to take off. The right people would have to make it take off. The right shows. Is this on First Take tomorrow?
If it's not, it's hypocritical.
Is it on Skip and Shannon? It's one of Shannon Sharpe's best friends.
No, it won't be.
0% chance. If it is, it may be on there just so Shannon can shut it down. Yeah. So they actually may bring it on so Shannon can be the voice to shut it down.
Is it reckless of Chael Sonnen to be doing this?
I mean,
for those of you just joining us, Chael Sonnen says that LeBron is doing
if you're EPO. If you're not willing to see this all the way through, if questions come up, then that is reckless. You have to be willing to see it through if you're going to do that. Because somebody asked me, was it reckless for you to say that about Jack? I had an issue with – I had the guys in our media department. I didn't like the shortcut, the quick cut video they put together because it didn't have full context. And I asked them to take it down. And they, to their credit, they did. And they put the long-form video out there, and I'm fine with it. I say things that I've heard from reputable sources that I believe to be actual facts. I do not think it is reckless at all. I think Chael Sonnen can absolutely say that, but he has to understand that when you say this, I mean, my reaction to your reaction is, I mean, this is literally could be playing a role in whether, and LeBron's getting injuries now, but this could literally be playing a role in whether or not LeBron was able to play long enough to break one of the most storied records in basketball history with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So you would think, and we've both been through the steroid stuff, so you would think this would turn into a massive story. If it doesn't, it speaks volumes about where it'd be a massive story, and then it's a massive story if it's shown to be not factual. Like it should be followed up on, is what I'm saying. Should it be a massive story? It should be followed up on because it's a major, major story. Yeah. If it's found about Michael Jordan, you absolutely should. Just because it makes you uncomfortable because they're your favorite players, too bad. We got to have investigative journalists still that look into this stuff. However, if he's not sure about this, it's completely reckless. He better be really sure to put this out there because this is a guy's reputation at stake. So he better know for a fact, and he better be willing, if somebody presses him on it, to stand by what he says. Now, if you know anything about Chael Sonnen, and I do because I've watched UFC for years, this is a guy who is not afraid to say things, and he's not afraid to stand behind him. So I don't think Chael Sonnen is going to back down. If he said this, I think Chael Sonnen is not afraid to fight. I'm just warning you. But we'll see. But the only way it turns into a fight is if people pick this up and start to press the issue. And I question whether that's even going to happen.
This could be a bombshell. We'll see. We'll see if it's picked up or you think it'll fizzle out. I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be huge. And then the people for it are right there at The Athletic. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what they do with it. If not, if nobody does anything with it, it's just like wow, amazing. 9:44 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, news of the weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to remind you, it's that time of year again. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5's fifth annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, supported by Rudy's Barbecue. We'll be giving away tons of prizes worth over $50 each. And did we mention this is all free? Prizes include gift cards to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Chewy's, The Burger Joint, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. What's America's favorite tequila?
Maestro Dobel. It should be. If America's not voting for that, it should be. Maestro Dobel is made in Mexico, but like with most of our tequilas, that's what you see. But with Maestro Dobel, it's 11 generations. With Maestro Dobel, they're making it in Tequila, Mexico. With Maestro Dobel, they have very particular flavor profiles that they use for their different varieties of tequila. And if you've never had a Reposado, I strongly suggest you check that out as a sipping tequila. You may find that this is your new favorite. You may find a cocktail that you absolutely love. For me, from a sipping standpoint, man, I love the Añejo and the Añejo Extra. It is the smoothest sipping tequila that I have ever had. It's incredible. And Maestro Dobel does a great job of creating flavor profiles that are really going to stand out. So whether you're having it in a cocktail, in a margarita, or just a sipping tequila after work or maybe on a weekend, you are going to love Maestro Dobel. Just got a picture of Maestro Dobel, the Diamante, as a matter of fact, which is their Cristalino. Somebody bought a bottle and showed me the bottle. It was Rhino. So really appreciate when you guys send me pictures of what you're drinking. I love sending that over to Mallory. It's Maestro Dobel. Wherever you find fine liquors, demand it by name, Maestro Dobel.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
This message is for you if you're a plumber, if you work on roofs, if you're a roofer, if you are a management company for apartment buildings or houses, whatever it is, if you have water damage, if you have issues with any kind of water that gets into the house, with mold, with floors that are buckling, with baseboards that are starting to crumble, all of this is from leaks or from, you know, through the roof or through pipes or whatever, you need RestoPros. 975restoration.com. They came to my house and they were unbelievable. They got the water out. Now they dried it for days, for actually was like, it seemed like weeks that they were there, the dryers were there, and fixed everything. It was unbelievable. And then and saved us a bunch of money and worked with the insurance company and got us, you know, all the money that we needed to fix our problem from our leak. You have to get these guys, if you have any water issue, they're great. Great, great. So all you need to do is go to 975restoration.com. If you have water issues, 975restoration.com.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, let me ask you a question. Did you have any lunch workers that looked like this?
Nope. I had a teacher in kindergarten named Miss Ogilvy who, what I remember, she looked like that.
I had Miss Rusey. She looked like that. Pretty hot. I was in second grade. I thought she was hot. I kind
of
liked
her. Now, that doesn't look like a typical shot of a lunch lady.
That's a lunch lady.
Yeah, it looks like almost a mugshot.
Does she look... She's married. She's 31.
Oh, boy.
And she's grooming a 14-year-old boy. Sending the boy, a 14-year-old... nude pictures of herself. Do you
pull her picture back up?
Yeah. Do you think that?
Oh, that's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. Yeah. I didn't like. No, she doesn't look like somebody who would do that. But then again, I don't know what that looks like.
Well,
so yeah, that's bad. That's not good. It's not good for a 14-year-old girl. It's not good for a 14-year-old.
She seems to me she could have gotten. This 14-year-old must be have it going on. I don't know.
Well. Just know I should not even comment. Do you think you can do anything with a 14-year-old with a phone? Do you really think that's a smart...
I think she was going... I don't think she was going for the phone thing.
No, what is your... Well, how do you think she sent the pictures?
Well, then, yeah, well, here's the problem. First of all, you don't send pictures because they're always there.
First
They'll
of all,
never
you don't send
away.
Pictures to a 14-year-old.
That's the first thing.
That's the first thing.
Secondly... You're married, and he's 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, let's just say he was 19. Okay? Let's say it was legal. You're sending pictures to a whole generation. All they're going to do is tell.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, show their buddies. Everybody's going to. Yeah. 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 No.
How dumb do you have to
you
be?
You have to be too dumb. Well, you're a lunch lady at 31. Nothing against lunch.
I feel like, okay, so did you ever watch The Americans?
No, if you're a lunch lady, you should be older.
Did you ever watch The Americans?
Yes.
Okay. Do we not think she might be from Russia originally? Because you saw what Kerry Russell looked like. She worked different jobs. That this lady could easily be a Russian spy who's like, oh, it's just me, 31-year-old lunch lady. And I'm immediately saying, this does not compute.
Well, what was the 14-year-old's dad doing? Was he in the government and she wanted to get papers?
Oh. We've seen this. And then all of a sudden she's got to smoke weed, get the 14-year-old to smoke weed, just like... So Reese Myers did with Ruth Langmore.
Right, right, exactly. All right. Hey, good news. No foul play was suspected in the death of a Georgia businessman whose body was found wrapped in a rug.
Well, you know where they found him? At the top of your steps in your own...
No.
Yeah.
That wasn't the...
There was a body in that rug that we were lifting up there. It was super heavy.
It was heavy, but there was no body.
Houston
we unrolled it. You, me, and Mason unrolled it.
Yeah, but the one we put down in the... We didn't unroll the one that was already rolled up that we put down in the...
In the basement?
Garage.
In the garage, yeah.
That could have had a body in there. Is that where that story's from? Somebody found a body in your garage?
No, this was in Georgia.
Because that was very heavy.
That was suspicious. Suspicious man who offered chocolate... So... Ontario police investigating a man who offered chocolates to a boy. Is that appropriate?
No.
Well, it was Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Oh.
In Ontario.
Yeah, that's just tough action when you say it out loud, though. It doesn't sound great, but when you say that, but I just, you know, that's like random acts of kindness. Don't ask a kid to get into your van because you're going to take him down the road because it's cold.
Apparently,
you may want to do a random act of kindness. It sounds like random acts of pedo stuff.
He reportedly pulled over and approached a youth walking home from school, offered him a box of chocolate.
Would you like some chocolate?
Yeah, that's too creepy.
Random acts of kindness.
Creepy acts of kindness day is not... It's not okay.
Oh, that's like going up to some lady in a grocery store and she can't reach something. You say, you know what? Random act of kindness. I'm gonna put my legs here under, but I'm gonna put my head between your legs here and lift you up on my shoulder so you can get that thing up at the top that you can't reach.
Yeah, no.
Here, I'm gonna let you sit on my neck.
Creepy acts of violence.
Random act of random acts of creepiness.
Not violence day.
Random acts of creepiness.
Yes. A Nebraska woman suing. Every gay person on earth, she's suing. She's asking a federal judge to rule on whether homosexuality is a sin.
She does not have a case.
Are you sure? Sylvia Driscoll of Nebraska,
do you know how expensive
66
this is gonna be?
Years old. She's an ambassador of God and his son, Jesus Christ. And she is suing every gay person on earth. Do you feel like gay people, they should all... get the subpoena?
I don't. And in fact, what she's going for, how big a settlement is she going
a
for?
A big one from all the gay people on earth.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to win. I think that'll get thrown out.
You think?
I think that one's going to get thrown out.
You don't think she has much of a case?
I think it's going to get thrown out.
I don't know. Apparently got to the court system. I don't know how you're suing every gay person on earth, but okay, if you're gay, look for your letter in the mail on being sued. The WWE is in talks with state gambling regulators to legalize betting. It's scripted. I don't know.
I would not.
I'm not sure.
I would not be taking action if I were a Vegas casino.
In Colorado and Michigan, WWE is asking them to legalize betting on scripted match results.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's always... I don't know. I just feel like I don't know that you should... Because somebody knows out there how it's going to end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we know how this is going to go.
And the execution of a Texas death row inmate is on hold because he cut out his eyes. There's concern about his mental state. Really? You guys are concerned about a guy who cut out his own eyes?
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Not sure whether or not
I would
he should
much
be
rather
executed.
Die than have my eyes cut out.
Well,
he's got to have a mental issue.
He's probably saying, "Please, let's go through
he's
with this."
He's got to have a mental issue
you,
if he would rather do that.
You think?
Like, you'd have to live like that. Not only the pain, you have to live like that.
You think? All right, we're done. Paul Gallant is next. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, live from East River 9 tomorrow. Live from East River 9. I want to talk right now about. I was talking with David Gow yesterday. He's the one that introduced us to Amy over at Houston Injection. It's 975medspa.com, 975medspa.com. And here's the deal is I'm hoping that you guys are taking advantage of this. Not taking advantage of Amy, but taking advantage of her offer. Her offer is to help you look better, feel better. Look younger, feel happier, boost your confidence, all of these things. When you go to 975medspa.com, you will see all of the different stuff that they do. And I've just touched on some of the stuff that they do. If you're looking to remove hair, permanent hair removal, laser hair removal, no girl likes hair. Okay. Wait, why do you want hair on your back? You don't. Get rid of it. Weight loss for men. See, this is kind of a big deal. If you're having a problem with your weight, weight loss for men, they have an unbelievable system. Amy does. Go see her. Go find out if this is for you. Facials, Botox, skin, so your skin looks so much better if you're having problems with acne or whatever it is that you have problems with, or you haven't had a face peel and you need to. All this stuff is going on at 975medspa.com. You're looking for a great way to feel better, look better, more confidence. Get those ladies. 975medspa.com.
Alexis, hello. Alexis, hello. You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.